This is the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.
As ExxonMobil pursues litigation against activist shareholders who seek to push the biggest of all big oil behemoths to tougher environmental standards, CEO Darren Woods knows who to blame for the worsening climate crisis. It's not his company or its major competitors. In a recent interview with Fortune, Woods argued that the oil industry is not primarily to blame for climate breakdown. The world waited too long to develop green technologies, he said. Climate activists have accused Exxon and other big oil companies of stifling dissent. The industry is pulling out progressively more desperate measures to try to stop the activist shareholder movement because the industry sees that fossil fuels are losing. After a cargo ship sunk by Yemen Houthi rebels, warnings have been issued that the sinking of the Ruby Mar, which carried oil and 22,000 tons of fertilizer, could cause ecological damage to the Red Sea. At risk from the toxic substances on the ship are a bustling fishing industry, some of the world's largest coral reefs, and desalination plants supplying millions with drinking water. This is what climate change looks like. That's how University of Michigan climate scientist Jonathan Overpeck responded last week to reporting on the Smokehouse Creek fire in Texas, the biggest blaze ever recorded in Texas and the second largest in U.S. history. According to CBS News, the fire swiftly spread across 1.1 million acres in the Texas panhandle, where lampposts are now melted, power line posts are split in half, and homes and properties have been reduced to charred remains. As reported in Vox, the North Atlantic Ocean is on average warmer than any other time on record, running about 2 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than the average temperature over the last three decades. Fueling this warming are our cars, power plants, and farms, which have blanketed Earth with heat-trapping greenhouse gases. Remarkably, 90% or so of that added warmth is absorbed by the oceans. Without them, experts believe we'd be in even more trouble. As many as hundreds of thousands of fall-run Chinook salmon died earlier last week due to suspected gas bubble disease. Gas bubble disease is non-infectious, and it's caused by environmental or physical trauma resulting from a change in pressure in spring or groundwater. Officials with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife believe up to 830,000 salmon fry succumbed to the disease as they migrated through the 16-foot-wide Iron Gate Dam Tunnel. The most populous city in North America is in the grips of a severe water crisis as lingering drought and years of low rainfall push the already strained system that supplies Mexico City with running water to its limits. More than 21 million residents across the Mexico City metropolitan area have endured weeks of water shortages, with local authorities imposing rations as reservoirs hit historic low levels. According to a new study reported in Electric, utility solar has dethroned coal as the cheapest power source in Asia. Renewable energy costs in Asia last year were 13% cheaper than coal and are expected to be 32% cheaper by 2030. China leads the pack with 40 to 70% cost reduction in utility-scale solar, onshore wind, and offshore wind compared to other Asian Pacific markets. The significant drop in solar power costs signals the end of supply chain disruptions and inflationary pressures. As a result, utility solar is now the cheapest power source in 11 out of 15 Asian countries. And some final good news as found on the site cooldown.com. Business Wire published a press release from Quaise Energy detailing the $40 million the company has secured to help implement the aggressive geothermal project, which is a result of research completed at MIT. If realized, the vision could quickly transform our energy system with cleaner, virtually unlimited geothermal power available all over the globe.
This was the Gaiagram. Environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.